Good evening. Welcome to the Mesa City Council. This is our meeting, and we're glad to have you with us. So many parents, so many students, we're excited to be able to recognize you this evening. We wanted to start off first by having an invocation by Bishop Terry F. Calton of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Following the invocation, we will have a Pledge of Allegiance by the gold medal recipient of the Presidential Service Award, and his name is Ibukun Olui. And so we'll proceed in that manner. We'd invite you to stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Our beloved Father in heaven, we are grateful to acknowledge thy hand in our lives and grateful for this opportunity we have to petition thee this night. We are grateful for those who give of their service to this great city and to this democratic process. We pray specifically for Mayor Finter and Vice Mayor Glover and all the city council members, the city manager and their staff and city attorneys and everybody who serves in this great city that we're privileged to live in. We pray that the democratic process might be appealing to those young people here this evening, and that thy spirit will touch them, that they will continue to build upon the great shoulders that have been placed before us. We pray that the democratic process, that each of us who are privileged to vote, will allow us to exercise that freedom this coming week, and we pray for that opportunity to choose wisely. Again, we acknowledge thy hand in all things and are grateful for the many blessings that thou dost give us collectively and individually. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ibuku, before you go, why don't you come up to the mic and bring your parents with you? Feel free to introduce them to us.
This is my dad, Michael Louie, and my mom, Tina Louie.
Wonderful. Well, we're very proud of your son for his accomplishments, all the great service he's given in the community. Thank you for being with us this evening.
Thank you.
To have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Very nice. Well, we realize we have a packed house. We wanted to start off by saying thank you to the parents that are here that have been supporting your wonderful youth that have given such wonderful service. We realize each year, each summer, hundreds of Mesa youth volunteer their time in this city. And here to recognize them is the mayor's office intern, Monica Zura, and neighborhood services volunteer, Emily Blankenship. And so we'd like to invite those two up to tell us all about this.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, and welcome to the wonderful Mayor's Youth Summer Service volunteers and their families that are with us tonight. My name is Monica Zura, and I am an AmeriCorps volunteer with the City of Mesa. Here with me tonight to present is Emily Blankenship, a volunteer with the Diversity and Neighborhood Outreach Office. This summer, Mesa offered five different programs for youth volunteerism through the following areas: Parks and Recreation, and Commercial Facilities, Arizona Museum of Natural History, Mesa Public Libraries, and Mayor's Youth Summer Service. Over 580 Mesa youth took advantage of one or more of these programs. They provided almost 30,000 service hours and are great role models and future leaders. Emily and I will now provide you with a brief overview of the various youth summer service programs and the impacts these amazing youth volunteers.
The Teen Leadership Training Program, coordinated by Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities, had over 100 participants, accumulating 12,300 hours during their 8-week program. Teens assisted in summer youth programs, including swimming, crafts, sporting games, and field trips. Teen leaders assisted with providing safe and fun programs while learning that working through play can be fun. Another great program through Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities is the Junior Lifeguards. Junior lifeguards make a big impact by doubling the amount of practice time participants of swim lessons receive. By providing an extra pair of hands, each child has more one-on-one time to practice the skills being taught by the instructor. It not only counts for much better instruction, but when you're talking about water safety, it accounts for lives saved. This summer, the program had over 250 volunteers donating almost 12,600 hours of service. We have a world-class aquatics program in Mesa, and we couldn't do it without the help from the junior lifeguards. This summer, 50 teens volunteered in a variety of programs at the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Volunteers engaged child and family groups in fun and educational activities in the following areas: earth science, dinosaurs, pterosaurs, southwest deserts, and magnets. They taught visitors how to pan for gold, assisted with the many interactive portions of the galleries, and led crafts for children. The volunteers also had the opportunity to be teen leaders in the Rock and Roaring Summer Camp and Prehistoric Preschool. This summer, the teen volunteers even helped launch Storytime, a new public program for preschoolers. The 50 teen volunteers gave 1,364 total hours of service. Without the support of these awesome volunteers, none of the Arizona Museum of Natural History summer programs would have been possible.
We would also like to recognize the teen volunteers with the summer reading program at the Mesa Public Library. Volunteers registered over 7,000 patrons into the summer reading program, assisted with all public activities and events, are essential in the shelving services department, and provide top-notch customer service to library patrons. Over the summer months, more than 100 teen volunteers were busy working in all four of Mesa's public libraries and together contributed over 3,200 volunteer hours. The last group of volunteers we want to recognize tonight are those that participated in the Mayor's Youth Summer Service Program. These volunteers served at 11 different nonprofits around Mesa. Projects included sorting clothes and filling backpacks at Helen's Hope Chest, caring for animals at Maricopa County Animal Control, and sorting food at the United Food Bank. The 49 volunteers provided over 480 hours throughout the month of June. At this time, we would like for all of the youth volunteers from these programs to please stand so we can take a moment to recognize you for your dedication and service. Thanks again to the youth volunteers for your service this summer. At this time, we invite youth summer service volunteers and their guests to follow Emily and I to the Arizona Museum of Natural History for a reception. Mayor and Council, we invite you to join us following the conclusion of the Council meeting. Thank you.
Wonderful. It's a great pizza party, and it's the least we can do to thank you for all the wonderful service. So we look forward to meeting you over there, having pictures, and to the parents again, thank you so much for allowing us to have your youth and to serve in the community. We often recognize that these youth are top-notch in the community. They're going to travel and go places in this world, but we always want to remind them, we need you back to Mesa. Someday when you finished your education or your service in your churches or in the communities or wherever you might find yourself, we hope that it'll go through your head that we want and need you back to Mesa to make it a wonderful place. So thank you for all your service and everything that you do. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the pizza party. So wonderful. The first item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, September 5th on McDonald Street from Main Street to Pepper and Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, October 3rd on McDonald Street from Main Street to Pepper and Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for wine and design Design Arizona, LLC, 2920 North Power Road. Item 3D, Act on Liquor License Application for Circle K, 7546 East Baseline Road. Item 3E, Act on Liquor License Application for 7-Eleven, 1210 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3F, Act on Liquor License Application for Circle K, 7610 East Baseline Road. Item 3G, Act on Liquor License Application for Stacy Smokehouse Barbecue, 1734 East Main Street. Item 3H, Act on Liquor License Application for Taharu Sushi, 6638 Superstition Springs Boulevard. Item 4A, Act on Contract to Purchase Additional Trash Receptacles and Grills for Riverview and Player Development Facilities by the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. This purchase is funded by Economic Investment Funds. Item 4B, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Perennial Ryegrass Seed for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4C, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Refuse Container Bin Lids for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 4D, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Water Reducible Alkyd Paint for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 4E, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Contractor Building Maintenance Services for Citywide Facilities as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4F, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Original Equipment Manufacturer Heavy Duty Truck Repair Services for Fleet Services. Item 4G, Act on 1-year Renewal of the Term Contract for Tire Recapping Services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4H, Act on 1-year Renewal of the Term Contract for Automatic Transmission Repairs and Services for the Fleet Services and the Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4I, Act on 1-year Renewal of the Term Contract for Fire Protective Clothing for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4J, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Police Motorcycle Maintenance and Repair Services for the Police Department. Item 4K, Act on Contract to Purchase Regent Supplies for Toxicology Drug Screening and Testing for the Police Department. Item 4L, Act on Contract to Purchase 2 Replacement Heavy Duty Dump Trucks, one for the Transportation Department, one for the Water Resources Department. Transportation's purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Water Resources purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4M, Act on 3-year Term Contract for the Replacement of Topaz Radio Site Batteries for the Communications Department. As the Administrative Manager for the Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative, MESA currently funds about 74% of the operation. The other members reimburse the city for the remaining 26% of the operating cost. Item 4N, Act on Contract to Purchase Software for Water Asset Management and Licensing and Maintenance for the Water Resources Department. Item 4O, Act on 1-year Renewal of the Term Contract for Centrifuge Parts and Service for the Water Resources Department. Item 4P, Act on Contract for City-Funded Asphalt Upgrade for the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension. This project is funded by 2013 authorized street bonds. Item 5A, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to enter into an airport development reimbursable grant agreement with the State of Arizona for the design of blast pads for runway 4L-22R at Falcon Field Airport. 90% of the funding is from ADOT. The remaining 10% is match funded by the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 5B, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to accept congestion mitigation and air quality improvement grant funds to replace 2 PM10 certified street sweepers. Item 5C, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to accept the Highway Safety Improvement Program federal aid grant for the purchase of an upgrade to the Transportation Department's crash analysis software. Item 5D, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County to establish procedures and processes and to facilitate volunteer cleaning activities in specific roadway segments. Item 5E, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to enter into a subgrant award agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety Victim Assistance Grant Program for salary and fringe benefits for 3 victim service specialists for the Police Department. Item 5F, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to enter into an amendment to an intergovernmental agreement with Salt River Project for a photovoltaic or solar-covered parking system at the Red Mountain Library. Item 5G, Act on Resolution to extinguish public drainage easements, public utilities easements, ingress-egress easements, site distance easements, and vehicular non-access easements as shown on the final plat of Adobe Meadows located north of Adobe Road and west of Signal Butte Road. Item 5H, Act on Resolution to extinguish easements for public utilities and facilities, vehicular non-access, ingress, egress, refuse, and emergency vehicles and drainage, as shown on the final plat for Escala Villas A condominium located at 1350 South Ellsworth Road. Item 5I, Act on Resolution to vacate a portion of right-of-way on the south side of South Vineyard and West Kiowa Avenue, adjacent to 2318 South Country Club Drive, and retain a public utilities and facilities easement. Item 5J, Act and Resolution authorizing the City Manager to submit the first substantial amendment to the fiscal year 2014-2015 Annual Action Plan plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance to amend the Mesa City Code Title 7 to adopt a new Chapter 5, which allows the city through the Fire and Medical Department to recover costs related to community paramedical services. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending Table 1 in Title 5, Chapter 17 to the Mesa City Code by removing the library impact fee from the table to confirm the discontinuation of this fee. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-032, 15 East First Avenue, located south of Main Street on the east side of Center Street, rezoned to establish a historic landmark overlay for the First United Methodist Church of Mesa. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-034, 10,160 East Brown Road, located east of Crismon Road on the north side of Brown Road, rezoned to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-036, 10,160 East Brown Road, located east of Crismon Road on the north side of Brown Road, rezoned to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-037, the 10,000 to 10,800 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located north of Guadalupe Road between Signal Butte and Crismon Roads, rezoned to allow development of a residential master plan community. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-038, the 10,600 to 10,800 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located at the northwest corner of Guadalupe and Signal Butte Roads, rezoned special use permit and site plan review to allow development of a commercial center. Item 6H, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-039, 6907 East Ray Road, located east of Power Road, on the south side of Ray Road, site plan review and rezoned to allow development of a four-story hotel. Item 6I, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-040, the 7100 to 7300 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located south of Guadalupe Road and west of Sossaman Road. Modification of planned area development for Desert Place at Morrison Ranch, phases 2 and 3, to allow an increase in residential lot coverage. Item 6J, introduction of ordinance regarding A14-05, 10,160 East Brown Road. This is for annexation of land east of Crismon Road on the north side of Brown Road, and this was initiated by the property owner. And item 7A, act on subdivision plat M&M Estates, 718 North Glenview Circle and 717 North Windsor, located south and west of North Lindsay and east Adobe Roads. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Nice job, Kevin. We do have one blue card to remove item 6H. So that'll be off the consent agenda. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any other requests to remove items? Okay. So with that item off, entertain a motion on the consent agenda. We have a motion made by Vice Mayor Glover and seconded by Councilmember Kavanaugh. If there's no further discussion on this, we'll go ahead and vote, please. And it is unanimous. We have seven ayes. So the consent agenda does pass. We'll now take item 6H, and let me pull that up and read that so we have that in the record. At item 6H is Z14-039, 6907 East Ray Road, located east of Power Road on the south side of Ray Road, 2.9 acres, site plan review and rezone from LC to LC-BIZ. This request will allow for the development of a four-story hotel, Paul Welker / Sunridge Properties, Gateway Hospitality Group, LLC, Warren and Lindsay Holdings, LLC is the owner. And so we have a request by Mr. Sean Tate to speak on this issue. Mr. Tate, if you'd like to come up. And if you'll give us your address and go ahead, you have 3 minutes to speak. And
Sean Tate, 1911 East Canary in Queen Creek, Arizona. The purpose of me coming towards you tonight is at the site at Power and Ray. A few years ago, we were annexed in, and at that time, the roadway that is a dirt roadway at this time on 195th or Saranac. We just want to make sure that that staff knows that there are people behind it and that we do want that to be a roadway and declared roadway. The concern right now is that the city, the size of that roadway might be a concern because of the development that actually happened on the corner. And on 195th, none of the right-of-ways were given at that time when that development was happened. So on this one, we are stepping up and making sure that we are heard more than anything, that the roadway on 195th is a roadway and it will be in with the city at that time to the right size and that kind of thing can be done at that time. And we're asking staff to reply on that, that actually, when we went to staff today, we were not given the exact, whether it's a 30-foot road or a 20-foot from center or from the full road. And we just want to make sure that that gets in the minutes, that we do want it to be a roadway and that we're not closed off to the land that's behind that. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Tate, thank you. Mr. Wesley, do you want to speak to this and just an overview or kind of give us an idea what's going on here?
Yes, Mayor, Council, very briefly. The roadway that's there, that's not really a roadway yet, the properties in the area have been accessed through a private driveway from Ray Road to the south. A number of properties in there. It's been a concern of the city in this area that we do establish an actual roadway so that properties further in can have legal access and frontage for further development. And so this site plan does begin to do that with some of the right-of-way being provided by this development and starting that roadway. I didn't have the details in front of me to answer his question specifically that he's asking this evening. We'll get with him between now and next Monday's hearing and go over those in more detail. But this proposal does start that process with the development of the hotel on the corner.
Okay, great. And is this for introduction then?
Yes.
This evening? Wonderful. So, sir, as you know, we're introducing this. Staff's aware of your concerns. Did any of the council members have any thoughts or concerns on this? Okay. And so, for introduction, then I'll entertain a motion for item 6H. We have a motion by Councilmember Summers and seconded by Vice Mayor Glover. If there's no further discussion, please vote. Okay, it's unanimous and all ayes. And so this will be introduced. Hopefully you'll have a chance to meet with staff and we'll go through all these pieces and go from there. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Our next item is item 8, it looks like, unless I'm missing something, and items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, anybody wish to speak to the council?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, if we have none, then we'll go ahead and entertain a motion for adjournment. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Councilmember Cavanaugh. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.